So with these two out of the way, with that conflict or that contrast out of the way, Thucydides has to do something else. He has to concentrate on the actual campaign in Sicily and to shape the details of that campaign in such a way as to illustrate what is the flaw of Athens, what is the undoing of Athens. Let's talk a little bit more in detail then about the Sicilian expedition and the campaign. The campaign is actually rooted in the growth of another powerful state, namely Syracuse. Various Sicilian cities fighting the power of Syracuse, and eventually the Athenians are called upon to take part in this whole new campaign on the island of Sicily. In the course of this conflict, the Syracusans grow more and more in confidence, and we see that this has an effect on the Spartan general who is fighting on their behalf, Gylippus. What happens as the Spartans with Gylippus and the Syracusans on one side and the Athenians on the other fight is that eventually the whole campaign will come down to a series of battles, to get control of the strategic ridge of Epipolae, just above the city of Syracuse. And so for two full campaigning seasons, we're given descriptions of the two sides building a succession of walls, sapping each other's walls, rebuilding the walls, building further and further walls up the ridge to try and get the upper hand. So critical is this that in 413, the Athenians actually dispatch a whole second fleet. Now, this is at a critical moment when the territory of Athens has a Spartan garrison permanently placed only 20 miles from the city of Athens. At Decelea. But even so, even despite the presence of the Spartans on Athenian territory, the Athenians are sending a second navy to Sicily, all coming down to this central climactic moment, the battle for the heights above Syracuse. The climax comes on a night in the summer of 413. Demosthenes, the Athenian general, leads out a night attack, and the Athenians rush about confused in the darkness. They hear the voices of some of their allies who are actually Dorians, and they think that because these people are speaking Dorian, they must be Spartans. So the entire night battle ends up as a debacle. The Syracusans on the other side are growing in confidence, while the Athenians are racked by doubt and dissension. There is something delicately in the balance here. All along, we're used to having daring Athenians and slow-witted Spartans in the war. But now, at Syracuse, it is the Athenians who are beginning to suffer self-doubt, and the Spartans and Syracusans who are beginning to take the initiative. Finally, the Athenians can't even decide how they should react. Demosthenes thinks they should cut and run. Nicias thinks they should stay. The Athenians start to get sicker and sicker as they're infected by diseases from the pestilential marshes. And when they decide eventually to make their escape and to try to end the whole debacle, an eclipse takes place. And many of the priests and many of the men argue that this is a sign that they should, in fact, stay. They delay. The most uncharacteristic action of the Athenians. Instead of taking the initiative, they stop and stay. And while they do so, a Syracusan fleet sails up, blocks the harbour. The Athenians are trapped. In one final desperate attempt fought on land and sea, the Athenian fleet and the Athenian army engages the enemy, and the fleet is destroyed as the army looks on. The Athenians, shocked, forget even to ask to bury their dead. That's a significant moment that recalls those episodes we've had in Thucydides where moral breakdown is suggested by the fact that people no longer even perform the proper religious functions in relation to their dead. And now, as a result of this schism in the Athenian camp, in the crisis of confidence, the army breaks into two groups. They're hoping to march out of Syracuse, but they are disrupted as they leave, and the army is harassed as it finally tries to make its escape. The group with Nicias is cut to pieces. The group with Demosthenes is caught. They are trapped in the mines of Syracuse, and eventually they are forced to surrender. They are left in the mines to die like rats in a trap. The entire Sicilian expedition has ended in complete disaster for the Athenians.